Hi, everybody. Welcome back to That Eurovision Site. As you can see, we are bringing you more interviews. And today I am going back to Norway and I've got Stig Van Eyck with me, who is participating in this year's Melody Grand Prix. How are you doing, Stig?
Oh, it's such a pleasure to see you. Good vibes. I'm a little bit tired. It's been a really long, long day, but I'm so glad to be part of this for sure.
Okay, so let's take it down a notch a bit before we get to the nitty-gritty of things, and let's start with an icebreaker. So before we start off, I just wanted to ask you, like, what's one thing that not many people know about you?
Like in Europe?
No, like just about yourself, like just personally.
Oh, yeah. Ooh, like I had like the same talent in music as in sports. Mm-hmm. So in my youth, I had to take one path, either go for the music or go for the sport. And I chose music because that's like a lifelong passion. Mm-hmm. Like a football player have to quit like 35, but music, you got your whole life. So, yeah.
So you chose, what's right for you, basically.
Yeah,
for sure. And look where you are right now.
Yeah.
Okay, then. So obviously, this isn't the first time you've done Melody Grand Prix or even, in fact, Eurovision. So I just wanted to ask you, first of all, how does it feel to be back and doing this again?
Yeah, like the last time I was in the Eurovision was in 1999. That's 24 years ago. So I'm an old man. But it's so good to be back. It's such a positive vibes. Everybody's so happy. It's like a united feeling. Like everybody wants to go to the main final and, of course, go to Europe. But still, we think of each other like good thoughts and want each other well. And it doesn't really feel like a competition, even though it is. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so that it actually led me to my next question, because you're in Melody Grand Prix. Did you hesitate as much coming back? Because obviously it's been 24 years since you've last done Melody Grand Prix. Like, or did you say, you know what, I think it's the right platform for this song, so I want to try it. So no. How was it when you came to that decision?
Well, they asked me because they wanted me to come like a big shock comeback. Stig Van Eyck is back in this competition. So for me, it's like being wanted. It's like a good feeling. And when they asked me, I said, okay, I have to write my own song because I write my own music. And it's a big chance it's going to be a reggae song. And that's not usual in the Eurovision to come with that the reggae sound. So, and they were so positive about it. So then I was like, okay, what song should I write for this one? And I had many ideas like written down already. So I was like taking a good look in my closet to see what ghosts does exist. And I found this Someday, which I'm gonna sing. And I changed it and changed the hook in some of the lyrics. And here we are back in business. And it's so fun to be back and everybody's so positive. And I really believe in this for sure.
I love how you just answer me, because you're just leading me on to my next question every single time. So obviously, okay, you've already mentioned you're competing with Someday, and you've mentioned the fact that you've actually looked into your closet and looked around. So what was the creative process like? Because you said you did make some changes on it. So
yeah,
what was the initial product like? Did you have to make much changes to basically suit what the type of music you're doing now?
Yeah. And like the song had another form, like it still was like a pre-production or a demo. So I have a wonderful girlfriend, which I write a lot of music with and spin thoughts and stuff like that. And the hook I had was not so positive. It was more like down, like still reggae. But yeah, I needed something for the Eurovision to like lift you up and find a way and don't let anybody take you down. Come on, we can do this, like a power song for the people. So I don't feel like it's my song anymore. I feel it's a a song for the people. And I had so much wonderful feedback from refugees from Ukraine. We made a music video the other day with the refugees and adopted people who's here in Norway, and everybody really take the song to their hearts and feel it. And that's my main goal for sure.
You've actually just answered my next question. Is like, what did you want the audience to feel? So it's basically what you just mentioned. And you know what, honestly, like you said, will it be receptive positively? Like in your vision, we actually prefer, like we encourage like different genres. So the fact that you're sending something unique is fascinating itself, because I don't think we've seen reggae as much in Melody Grand Prix. Hopefully someone corrects me in the comments. But so it's nice to see that, you know, new genres are being introduced. Yeah. So talking about Eurovision itself, because you've done it once. obviously the end goal for this was obviously the ticket once again. How would you feel if you're able to get that chance again to go to Liverpool this time around?
Oh, that really means a lot to me for sure. Like, you know, the special situation in Europe with the Ukraine, and they won the competition but can't have the final in their country. So England opened their doors for the Ukrainians. But like in these days and this time we're living, it's so important for me. My message in the song is like, how does it really feel to wake up with war around your house and you have to just flee to another country? You have no idea where you're going to end up and how your life is going to turn. So it's like a positive song. I feel it's really, really right for this time. I don't know what the other artists in the other in Europe are writing, and maybe it's a lot of peace songs, I don't know, but it is still is something special, like you said, with reggae. It's not usual in the Eurovision, but still reggae is like a music style which combines people, unites people, gives them hope. We need hope, we need love, all we need is love. War is made by people, so people should stop the war as well. And we all have a responsibility to just say something, not be afraid to say, no, we don't want this. We need to help, reach out a helping hand to people. Reggae.
Exactly. We could use that advice once in a while. But I wanted to ask you as a comparison, because you've done this. How do you think the competition has changed since you've last competed? Either Melody Grand Prix or Eurovision. Do you think it's changed quite a lot since then?
Yeah, like first of all, it's color TV. No, it's not that bad, but the Eurovision is bigger. When I was in 1999, it was like no social media. It's like papers, television, radio, and magazines. That's where you kind of promoted your music and stuff like that. No Spotify. You had CDs, so it's like signing CDs and all that. It's really old school. So now it's a new time. The music is more modern, like really like back in the days, people were like, okay, the Eurovision is so old music. It's like your parents are listening to the songs. But now it's the every generation can listen to the Eurovision and the Grand Prix. And I'm so, so glad to be a part of it.
And do you think that you've, with the changes, do you think that could benefit you, that now that there's more different avenues to like try and promote yourself?
Yeah, for sure. Like in the Eurovision, it's a lot of pop music, popular music. They want to reach out for the young people. But at reggae, it got this old compassion and still a nice music style to like combined with the lyrics, it's more importance. It's like a little deeper, not just party and la 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 la. Like, it's like more like you can bring out the serious message, but still have a party feeling or a positive vibe over it. So yeah, I feel I'm doing something right.
I mean, we do encourage that. It is encouraging the contest. It's like everyone is just like, there's something for everybody, basically.
Yeah. That's mm-hmm. so important.
Yeah. So talking more about Eurovision itself, other than the fact that you've done it, yeah. What's your earliest memory of the contest? And do you have a favorite song other than obviously the one that you performed in Jerusalem?
Well, I go way back, like in the 80s. I'm born in 1981. So I remember 1985 when Norway with Bobby Sox won the competition. And we had the final show in Bergen, my city, not the main city in Norway. So that's really special. So I really remember that time the whole Europe came to our city and we really had to prepare. Oh, we have to clean the city. How to show our culture and all that. So that period is really special to me. Like, it feels like ages, but it's still, it's so important for Norway as well. The first time we won the competition, and 10 years later, the Secret Garden did the same with a quite special song. So I really like that song. It's more like the melody and the vibe is so calm and peaceful. Mm.
Want to know something? Actually, I was talking to Atle Pettersson, and he told me yesterday. It's like, and I asked him that same question, and he said his first memory is of you when you performed in Melody Grand Prix in 1999.
Oh yeah, that's
that was his earliest memory of it. So, so if you see him, like, there's a fun fact for you to talk about.
Yeah, I'm gonna mention it for him.
Okay, so moving back to the competition itself, like literally, not even like less. I think, yeah, less than 48 hours to go. How are you feeling?
Oh, I got butterflies in my stomach. I'm not nervous because I don't get nervous on stage anymore. But I'm really focused. I want to make a big show. I got a little girl on stage who's 12 years old, who's singing the intro and outro on the song. So I want to catch the moment and the first tone. I want the people to get their attention. So I think it's going to be a strong song, and maybe it's too different for the Norwegian audience, but I hope not. So I'm all in for sure.
What vibe are you going for? Because obviously in 1999, you were with a couple of people with you on stage. This time you've actually mentioned something about it. So do you think it'll be like, because the comparison point will always be what you did.
Yeah, for sure.
Are you going to go for like the same vibe or... Obviously, different vibe because obviously times have changed since 24 years ago.
Yeah, no, I want to touch the people's heart. I'm saying to people in interviews here, it's like, I'm not like, please vote for me. Please. It's more like, if you feel it's right, if I hit your heart, then you can give me a vote. But if you feel another artist is getting more attention in your soul and brain, then give him or her the vote. But I with the little girl, it's like makes it really special. I got some dancers on stage. I got some elements, some surprises, which is gonna be like really strong for the audience to see. So it's more like, just everybody have to just sit down, take a break, and see what's happening. Just not just in Europe, in the world, but just the neighbor. How are people feeling? And reach out for each other. And love is the main language which everybody needs. So it's more like just more like a reflection kind of.
Okay, well, thank you for that answer. And I have one final question for you before I let you go off and finally rest. Okay, so my last question is what's the one thing that you've learned from taking part in Melody Grand Prix, whether it was this time or maybe 24 years ago, maybe you had some life-changing lesson there that you'll take with you going forward, whether you get the ticket to go to Liverpool or you just end up being one of the participants in this year's competition?
Well, first of all, it's like enjoy the moment. Like in this show, it's like hectical. Things are moving quickly. Like people are in kind of in their own bubble. But just to talk to people, I'm good at giving people compliments. So like in the production, I'm saying, oh, you are really doing a great job. I don't know how many other people saying that to each other there. Like they are kind of a little stressed, you know, it's a lot of people and stuff like that. But giving people compliments and let them know that I see them. Like, taking to my heart and really appreciate everybody's doing their best to make a great show and touch people's feelings. And we're together with this and we're doing this together. And yeah, let's just keep it that way. Just again, this one here.
Little heart. So I just wanted to say thank you so much for your time. And wishing you the best of luck. But before we go, is there anything you want to say to the international viewers who are watching us right now?
No, just be good to each other. And like music touches people's feelings. Like if you're in bad moods, put on something slow and calm. Just be yourself. Be real. Have respect for other people, even though they're not sharing the same opinion as you are, but still just respect each other and accept that people are different.
Well, I would say that is a great message to end this upon. So thank you very much for your time, Sig. Lykketil un tusen tak for your time. And Stig van Eyck is competing in literally less than 48 hours in Melody Grand Prix with someday for a place in the final. So we wish you the best of luck and good luck.
Ah, oh, thank you so much.